Life themes. One of the many decisions we make on the other side when writing our chart for an upcoming incarnation is the specific purpose that will satisfy what we're hoping to accomplish. The purpose we choose and weave into our chart is called our life theme. We actually select two life themes to round out our game plan and make sure we get the most we can out of our brief, tough camping trip on Earth. A primary theme, which is essentially who we plan to be, and a secondary theme, which is another aspect of ourselves we'll have to deal with along the way. For an easy analogy, think of it as planning a trip. The chart is the highly detailed roadmap of the entire journey. The primary theme defines our basic itinerary as we travel from point A to point B. The secondary theme is an ongoing obstacle we'll be faced with as the journey unfolds. We all arrive on Earth with both a primary and secondary life theme. Figuring out what they are and which is which is a valuable exercise for clarifying and simplifying our lives. Having an easy frame of reference for the basic itinerary of this life can help keep us on track, and recognizing that one recurring hazard that is continually trying to pull us off course will keep us from being blindsided and overwhelmed by it. It's the difference between seemingly random confusion and a well-informed, I know what this is and I'm prepared for it. A case in point, my primary theme is humanitarian. That's who I am, my joy, my passion, as essential to me as breathing. But my secondary theme is loner. How's that for conflict? I admit it. There have been times when I've resented having to sacrifice the loner part of me and wished I could just disappear to Kenya under a nice big baobab tree for the rest of my life. The challenge of the secondary theme, though, is not to look at it as a burden, but to recognize it, respect it as an aspect of myself that I chose, and find ways to make peace with it. There are 44 life themes. As you listen to them and the brief descriptions of each of them, pay close attention to your response to them. I have no doubt that your spirit will resonate when you recognize your primary theme. You may have a more subtle response as you search for your secondary theme, but as a guideline, look for something that has pulled strongly at you in your quiet moments for as long as you can remember. If it's something that would complicate your primary theme or even make it impossible, like mine, chances are that is indeed your secondary theme. One of the challenges you chose to do battle with this time around. Here are the life themes. Activator. Troubleshooters. Gratified by accomplishing the task in front of them. Have to be careful not to spread themselves too thin. Aesthetic pursuits. Driven to create some form of artistic beauty, can lead to fame and privilege, enjoyable if the secondary theme is compatible, but tragic if the secondary theme is in conflict. Judy Garland, Vincent van Gogh, and Marilyn Monroe are examples of a primary aesthetic pursuit theme in unresolved conflict with a secondary theme. Analyzer. Need to scrutinize the intricate details of how and why everything works. Invaluable in scientific, electronic, and forensic areas, difficult for them to relax and stand back far enough to see the bigger picture. Banner carrier. Frontline warriors against what they perceive as injustices sometimes need to learn the effectiveness of tempering passion with tact and diplomacy.